This is an RNIB talking book.
Evil in a Mask by Dennis Wheatley.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Evil in a Mask, Chapter 1. The Field of Eylau. Roger Brooke had been lucky, very lucky. On this night he was in his late 30s, and from the age of 19 he had spent at least half the intervening years on the continent, acting as a secret agent for Britain's great Prime Minister, William Pitt the Younger. Yet only once had he been caught out, and then by a friend who shared his views on the future of Europe, so had refrained from having him shot as a spy. He had passed unscathed through the hell of the French Revolution, been present at the Siege of Acre, at the battles of the Nile and Jena, and numerous other bloody conflicts. Yet only once, at Marengo, had he been wounded. But now, at last, his luck had run out. Meeting Roger in a salon or ballroom, the sight of him would have made most women's hearts beat a little faster. He was just over 6 feet tall, with broad shoulders and slim hips. His brown hair swept back in a wave from his high forehead. Below it, a straight, aggressive nose stood out between a pair of bright blue eyes. From years of living dangerously, his mouth had become thin and a little hard.